T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, a Boston original on Boston Sports Original. It's Christian Arcand on WEEI.
Hour number two here, Boston Sports Original, WEEI. It's Arcand. Got about an hour to go, and then it's Red Sox pregame, which I'll also be guiding you through. So get ready for Chris Sale's 2023 debut with the Red Sox. Getting the start today. Is it cleared up yet? I can't see out the window. Is it clearing up yet or what?
It definitely looks a little bit brighter.
Is it? Okay, good. That's good to know. That's my problem with them having like the home opener is the weather, obviously. But I feel like almost every single home opener, even when it's like in April, gets rained out. But this one didn't. It was freezing cold, but it didn't get rained out. And this one, I guess, isn't going to get rained out either. So
that's such a smart move, you know, when it's 20 degrees, it feels like 20 out there. Yeah, let's play some baseball out there.
Yeah. There's all these other teams all over the rest of the country we could go to. Teams in Florida, where they just were. Nah, I'll play in Boston. It's fine. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Before I get to the Patriots here, I just wanted to read a couple of texts. Texter in the 404 says, the fan in Anaheim called Rendon the B word. The B word, Joe. More than 100 times throughout the entirety of the game, according to surrounding fans. This was in my feed as a follower of the Angels account. Okay. If there's a guy in there calling Rendon just 100 times, calling him the B word over and over again, then kick the guy out of the game. That's what I mean. You know it when you see it. The guy just screaming it over and over and over again, 100 times over the course of 2.5 hours. Yeah, throw that guy out of the game, please. That's an easy one. Okay? Maybe one, maybe two. And even then, you look back at the guy like, all right, man, there's kids. Like, relax. 100? He said it 100 times? All right, I take it back. Rendon was right to grab him, take a swing at him. 100 times? My God. After like 3 times, you made your point. 100? He said it 100 times. My goodness. Someone said, hey, Arcand, the 1985 Finals, Celtics kicked butt in game one against the Lakers, 148-114. It was called the Memorial Day Massacre, and they lost the next two and lost in seven. That's true, in 85. Not that I had any reason to doubt it, but I knew about that. I was a little kid when it happened, but the Memorial Day Massacre against the Lakers, that was game one of the series, and it was in Boston, and they beat the Lakers so bad that Scott Wedman, I think, had 26 points in that game. Who's Scott Wedman, you ask? Scott Wedman was the sixth man on those teams. And he was on the 86 team, but he was like their best sixth man before Bill Walton got there. He was, you know, doing whatever he wanted to. Here's a trivia question for you, Joe. What do Scott Wedman and Derek White have in common?
The only thing I can think of is that they wear number 9.
Wedman, I think, wore 8. But that's a good guess. It's wrong, though. And it's not that they're both six men.
Good guess. It's wrong.
I mean, that's not true. But the thing that they have in common is they both went to University of Colorado.
Go Buffs.
That's right. Go Buffs indeed.
By the way, speaking of the Celtics, not that this matters, Thanasis Antetokounmpo suspended 1 game for his headbutt on Blake Griffin.
You know what? Good, because that was a really weird play. You know, Thanasis, what are you doing there, man? You're getting your clock cleaned.
The one time he gets into the game because he plays cheerleader for his brother the whole time.
Yeah.
And he does that.
And you headbutt Blake Griffin of all people? Like, what are you headbutting Blake Griffin? What did Blake Griffin do?
Down 40.
Down 40. See, that's the thing. That's when stuff like that happens. That's when, hey, kick that guy out of the game. You know, that guy was calling me a name. I don't like that. It's when they're losing. You know, when you're losing, you get mad and you start taking things personally and you get butthurt and you want to throw a headbutt or you want to get a fan kicked out of the game or whatever. Things like that. It's not always like that, but that's usually what it comes from. What's interesting about the Westbrook thing is they won that game. And Westbrook had a great game. And he was still all pissed off about someone calling him Westbrook, which is weird. I think that's funny. Anyway. Someone said Rendon put his hand out to shake the fan's hand and then, like, pulled him in. Gave him the old Donald Trump, you know? Like, when Trump would meet, like, a foreign diplomat, he'd do the handshake and then be like, come here.
He'd, like, dislocate his arm and be like, get over here.
Yank him over like he's Scorpion in Mortal Kombat. Let's go to the phones here real quick before I get to the Patriots. 617-779-7937. Jack is in North Attleboro. Hi, Jack.
Hey there, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Good show as always. Thank you for
Thanks,
Jim. Appreciate it. Listen, I know you said there wasn't anything intriguing about the Bruins. I heard that, but let me toss a couple things at you that caused me concern and maybe
sure.
feel the same way. I think one goes right to your point about how, you know, maybe roughing them up is the way to go. There's nothing else to do. But let's back up to the two Detroit games that went back to back for a minute. Okay. 1-1, lost one, but. Yeah, should you have really lost that second one? Then followed up with a loss to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I look at games like that. And then the Predators, who really shouldn't have been in the game at all, should have won that. You know, there's just, to me, there was evidence of some very clear games that you should have won, but you didn't. And then.
Yeah, but Jack, in fairness, hold on a second, Jack. In fairness, there was a 7-game win streak in between those two games you just mentioned. So, you know, they tend to bounce back from those losses.
and I agree with that. You're right.
My
other thing was maybe they've had so many games so close together. I mean, you had one point they played 4 games in, what, 6 days?
Yeah.
You know, and then you got other teams playing them pretty tight, like the Jackets did the other night. I mean, they won and they should have, but it just seemed like it was closer than it should have been.
Yeah.
And kind of the same thing with Montreal, though. That ended well, and I was glad the way that game went. So I don't know if that falls into what you were saying about maybe roughing them up or something's doing. I don't know.
No, Jack, I think you're onto something there. I wouldn't say that the Bruins right now are playing their best hockey, okay? That's not even really that big of an insight. You know, I'm not, like, ripping them when I say that. I think their best hockey that they played this year, you've seen it. You know it when you see it. Again, it's like it's like porn. You know it when you see it. They haven't been doing that lately. Lately, they've been fine. You know, lately they've been playing well and winning games and, you know, winning games maybe that they shouldn't have been winning, but they haven't been playing their best. Brad Marchand's been a ghost lately. Brad, you know how many goals Brad Marchand had in March? One goal in the whole month. You know, like he's been kind of an invisible man lately. I think it was one, maybe it was two. But you know what I mean? Like there's been some things that have caught my eye, caught my attention. The power play and the different reasons why that's been so dysfunctional, I think, you know, Pastrnak and the turnovers, and really everybody's turning the puck over, I feel like, on the power play. But with Pastrnak, it's happening a ton. And, you know, the stuff like that. But those are, again, I mean, the things that you sort of nitpick at when your team has 58 wins and 121 freaking points. And they're about to, if they, so long as they don't lose, you know, if they are losing regulation, I should say. They're going to break the all-time Bruins record for points. They'll do that today, probably, against Pittsburgh. I just, you know what I mean? Like, that's, we're talking about a historic, not just for the Bruins, but for the league, for the sport of hockey, maybe even a historic team. That's what these guys, that's the level that they're at. And when you're at that level, you sometimes can focus on the wrong things.
You have to go for the little stuff because the big stuff is non-existent.
The big stuff is non-existent, except for, of course, what happens if they come up short. Because then that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing. If this team comes up short and doesn't win a cup, I don't need to tell you what that's going to say about the core group and their legacy. If they come out of this short of a cup, it's going to be devastating for those guys.
Do you think it might rival the undefeated Patriots and the Giants? I think it rivals it. It doesn't surpass it, but I think it could rival it.
It would be right there. It would be right up there. If they have the best record in the history of the league, you know what I mean? If they have the most points and best, and I don't think they can do that at this, maybe they can just do it. Or no, maybe they're still on pace, actually. Either way. Yeah, it'd be right there. It'd be right there with the 07 Patriots. But the thing about the 07 Patriots is that they had three Super Bowls before that year. The Bruins have one Stanley Cup from 12 years ago. And a lot of many people are saying that without that crazy goaltender, they don't win that one either. And they haven't won one since. So, you know, that, listen, it doesn't bring me any joy to say these things. It really doesn't, because I've enjoyed the last decade plus of Bruins hockey. I have. But if things go sideways here, and I don't think they're really on the verge of that, but I do think that they're not playing their best right now, not this particular moment. But I also think if they're trying to maybe take their foot off the gas a little bit because they have an unreachable record and an unreachable amount of points, they've already clinched the President's Trophy and they can just coast to the end of the year. The only thing really left to play for is history and breaking records, which there's something to be said for that, fine. But what would you rather have, Bruins fans, some record or another cup? I mean, is this even a question? Is this even worth discussing? Of course not. And if that's why they're not playing their best right now, I can live with that. And everybody should be able to live with that. I don't care about them breaking the Canadiens' record or whatever, or Tampa's record. That doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't. I'm sure it matters to them, but I don't care. If they fall short of that and win a cup, you're not going to care either.
Yeah, like they're playing Pittsburgh today. It's like we're not going to make a big deal if they lose to Pittsburgh. Well, maybe we could if because it's a first possible first round.
Depends who's out there. Depends how much, you know, how many minutes everyone gets. Depends how it looks. We'll see. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. I was going to talk about the Patriots here, and that just went right out the window, didn't it? We'll pack some Patriots into the next segment. We got the big long segment coming up here, so we'll do some extra Patriots there because it has been a wild Patriots week.
Yeah, we need all the time we need for the Patriots.
We really do. Between what Belichick said and then what Kraft said and what Tommy Curran wrote the other day, there's been a shift, I think, this week in everything in Foxborough. It's like an earthquake. Everything's just a little bit different now, you know? Like everything's been tilted just slightly to the side. And I think that that could be the beginning of some big changes. We'll see how big they get. But I think that there's a new way of doing things over in Foxborough right now. I think that notice has been put out. And whatever the hell that thing was with Lamar Jackson, I'd love to know that too, because I'm still scratching my head. What the hell was he? Why? Why would you say that? Why would you put that out there and then everyone reply, oh, by the way, Kraft doesn't actually want him. We'll get to that, too. A couple of reports, Bedard, Breer, I mean, it's more than one, saying that they're not actually interested in Lamar Jackson, which I don't know how long this guy's going to go without a job. And I know he has a job technically, but before he gets paid like he should get paid, this MVP, dynamite quarterback, and everyone's just sort of sitting around going, nah, we're good. Yeah, we're okay. Maybe you didn't see we have Mac Jones. Maybe you didn't see we have Desmond Ridder. Like, who are these teams saying no to Lamar Jackson? It's unbelievable.
We have more faith in Sam Howell than we do a former MVP.
Sam Howell is going to be our quarterback. Thank you. We're okay. Brock Purdy, ever heard of him? Like, what? What are you doing? It's really weird. 617-779-7937. We'll get to all the Patriots stuff of this week, I promise, right after Joe's get you caught up on what's trending.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's no chance of Bill Belichick stopping anytime soon?
Well, what I need you to do is find the sound. You can go to our website on Twitter and find the sound. Have Connor, somebody do it, because it is becoming more and more a conversation of what are we going to do about Bill? Because I'm just reporting out here.
Back here, WEEI, Boston Sports Original. Arkant. And that was Tommy Curran on the Pat McAfee Show. Do you have that reaction handy there, Joe? Because that was something. The reaction to Curran saying, what are we going to do about Bill Belichick?
Because...
What?
Put him in a hole.
Get him on!
I got to stand up and put on a tank top. They get excited.
It's like those reactions at a rap battle after someone says the verse.
Oh my God, B-Rabbit. Oh! That was Tommy Curran. And I think just one of the many wild things that was said this week. What are they going to do about Bill? I don't know what they're going to do about Bill. But I can tell you one thing. The whole Robert Kraft, Lamar Jackson, it's up to Bill thing that he said. That, I've not been able to stop thinking about that all week long. That's, you know how people say, real estate in your brain? Free real estate in my brain this entire week. I've really not thought about too many other things. I have like a new baby at home, so like he's crying, I got to feed him and stuff. I think about that when I have to, but for the most part, that whole, Meek Mill texted me and said, Lamar Jackson wants to come to New England, but really, if that's going to happen, it's up to Bill Belichick.
What a subtle flex, too, by Kraft being like, oh, Meek Mill, he just texted me. He said, Lamar Jackson wants
I wouldn't to say there's anything subtle about that flex, but sure. I mean, okay, we get it, Robert. You're very cool. You're a very cool guy. Texting with Meek Mill about Lamar Jackson. Here's the thing, and we'll get to what Bill had to say and all that other stuff, too, in a second. Lamar Jackson, little nugget there that was dropped by Kraft. Here's my final take on it after thinking about almost nothing else for this entire week. Why did he say it? What was the point? What was he trying to accomplish with it? Because Kraft doesn't just say things just to say them. There's meaning. There's intent behind the things that he says. Why would he say that? And then Burt Breer and Bedard coming out and saying, you know, reporting multiple sources and inside the organization saying that the team led by Kraft is not actually interested in Lamar Jackson. Well, if you're not interested in Lamar Jackson, Robert, then it's not really up to Bill, is it? Yeah, it's up to Bill if he wants to bring him in. Is it? Seems like maybe it's not. Seems like it's up to you, and it seems like you don't want to. Why not say that? Why not put that out there? I heard Lamar Jackson wants to come here, but we're very happy with Mac Jones. He didn't say that. He said it's up to Bill. Not only did you kind of take a swipe at Mac there, because he had to know that invoking the name of Lamar Jackson and saying that he wants to come to New England, according to this other person, he really wants to come here and play here in New England. What you're doing there is, number one, you're basically setting up Mac Jones, who you love and who you think is going to be the future of the team and who you want to give another year to and whatever. You've spoken very highly of. But now, you've just thrown a bunch of chum in the water for people like me, and not just people like me. How about fans of Lamar Jackson who happen to live in this region? How about football fans, Patriots fans, who remember what Jackson did to them last year and are thinking, you know, I'd like to have that guy on our team. I'd like to see that guy in a Patriots uniform with the flying Elvis helmet. I got season tickets I'm renewing, and I think that deadline just came and went. Man, it'd be real fun to go there and see Lamar Jackson. You know, like that sort of thing, that doesn't do Mac Jones any favors. That doesn't help Mac Jones out at all. First of all, it makes it seem like Robert Kraft would rather have Lamar Jackson. But what it really does is it shows Mac Jones and everybody else just how much more fans would respond to something like that than they're responding to what this offseason has been right now. Does that make sense? If you're excited about this offseason and you think Belichick and the Patriots really killed it and are really killing it with the moves that they've made, God bless you, first of all. It's mostly been special teamers, and you've replaced a couple of guys who left. Jonnu Smith is gone. Gesicki is in. Big upgrade? I don't know. You tell me. I thought Jonnu Smith was going to be a really good player here because he was good in Tennessee. He came here and he sucked. Gesicki was okay in Miami. He wasn't great. Last year, he wasn't good at all. And you bring him in to bring in the one disappointing tight end. So, okay. Jacoby Myers, gone. You bring in Smith-Schuster. Okay, you've replaced the guy that left. Like, have you really made any big strides? Have you really done anything that you can feel great about? You've signed a bunch of swing tackles. You've signed several special teams players. What am I missing here? What Bedard reported, and I think Breer reported this too, is that in lieu of making a big splash with Lamar Jackson, the team prefers instead to surround Mac Jones with more offensive weapons. And I'll be honest with you. If this is going to be a whole weapons offseason, I don't know, I can't do it. I remember this with Brady. And I just, it's always the same thing. Oh, they should give him more weapons. This guy's a good weapon. That guy's a great weapon. I love weapons. It gets so annoying. It gets very old. And with Tom Brady, it didn't really even matter. You know, like, you give Brady all the weapons you want, he can win a Super Bowl with Danny Amendola. Like, it didn't matter. You know, like, it was fine. But that notwithstanding, we're not talking about Tom Brady anymore. We're talking about your third-year quarterback who may have been damaged so badly by the situation here last year and the culture last year and the two defensive coaches who were his offensive coordinators last year that he may not be fixable. And you haven't necessarily surrounded him with a ton of talent so far this offseason. And I know the draft's coming up, and you got to give them a chance to at least make their draft picks or see if they're going to trade their draft picks and pick up another wide receiver. I know the Broncos said we're not trading our guys. I know the Hopkins thing seems like it's, I don't know, I haven't heard a word about DeAndre Hopkins here for about 2 weeks now. What's going on? What's going on? And why is Lamar Jackson just, why has that sort of become this thing now in the league? I know what you're going to say. If you want to call, I'll tell you what it is, Arcan. They don't want to pay him because he's injury prone. So injury prone. If you give him a guaranteed contract, then you're going to lose some of that money. Sure, maybe you're right. He is injury prone. I'm not going to deny that. So is Mac Jones. But Jackson's injury prone, sure. But the thing is, the toothpaste is already out of the tube here, okay? When you squeeze toothpaste out of a tube, you can't put it back in the tube, you know? When you crack the egg and start making the omelet, you can't put it back in the shell. Like, once it's out, that's it, okay? It's out there. That's how it is now. It's not an egg anymore. It's an omelet. It's not a tube of toothpaste. The toothpaste is out. You can't put it back in. When the Browns gave Deshaun Watson that contract, the toothpaste came out of the tube. You can try like hell to put it back in if you want, if you think that's going to work. And maybe it'll work for you with Lamar Jackson. Maybe you're going to show Lamar Jackson who's boss, and hey, we're not going to do this. No one's going to push us around. I don't care what the Haslams did. We're going to take a stand. We're going to draw a line in the sand, and Lamar Jackson, we're not going to pay you all this money. Good. Great. Well done, everybody. Good job, NFL. You think you're going to be able to pull that crap with Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen and the rest of these quarterbacks who are all about to get paid a lot of money? And don't have the resume that Lamar Jackson has? Like, I mean, do I have to spell this out for you? You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. You can screw over Lamar Jackson if it means that much to you, but you're going to have to pay all these quarterbacks guaranteed contracts. That's the way it's going to be. Joe Burrow, what do you think? Joe Burrow, you're going to do this to him? You kidding me? You think you're going to be able to do this to all these quarterbacks? First of all, you'll get sued by all their agents. And if Lamar Jackson had an agent, then maybe he'd be doing some work for him right now. I think that's part of this, too. Lamar, get an agent. I mean, my God, this whole thing's not working for you, man. It's really not. Someone advocating for you other than Meek Mill is not a bad thing to have. I know you have to pay him a little bit of your contract. I understand that. And far be it from me to start telling you about it, because Lord knows I can't afford an agent with the money I'm making. But you're doing okay. And even though some of these agents are shady and slimy and whatever, some of them actually can go out there and get you a contract and get you, you know, some guaranteed money. Maybe it won't all be guaranteed. And by the way, has Lamar Jackson ever publicly said, I want a fully guaranteed contract like Deshaun Watson's? Has that ever come out? Has anyone heard him say that? I haven't. I haven't heard him say that. So maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But right now, all I can tell you for sure is that every single team in the league, including many teams that have a questionable quarterback situation, have all been like, you know what? Lamar Jackson, we'd rather have our crappy quarterback and have a crappy season with our crappy quarterback than continue going down this road with the market of NFL quarterbacks with you. And what's so dumb about that is that it's not going to do anything. All that's going to do is screw over Lamar Jackson. You'll make your big point and you'll make an example out of Lamar Jackson, and that's it. Because the rest of these quarterbacks are all getting paid. You know they are. And if you want to say, well, Jackson's injury prone and that's the reason why we're doing it. Yeah, really? Is that the reason why? Is that it? Because he's injury prone. What football player is not injury prone other than Tom Brady? You know, all football players get hurt. I mean, that's just the way it is. Patrick Mahomes gets hurt. You think Josh Allen's going to be healthy forever?
It's almost like there's a big siren going off being like collusion. But no one has outwardly said it. Not that they would. But it's just like all the arrows are pointing towards that answer.
Yeah. It's really stupid. It's really stupid. And they're making themselves look stupid the way they're handling this. All you're really doing here is trying to make an example out of Lamar Jackson, who did nothing wrong, by the way. Jackson didn't do anything wrong here. He knows what he's worth.
Yeah, just really bad circumstance. This is all on the Haslams for stupidly giving Deshaun Watson all that money.
Sure. But they did it, and it happened, and it's over, and it's out there. And all these other players who do have agents aren't going to give you a break. So, yeah, you can, I'm passing on Lamar Jackson. Good for you. Good for you, Colts. Good for you, Falcons. Good for you, Washington Commanders. Wow.
Either that, or they're seeing something like Will Levis and Bryce Young that don't see.
Yeah, you showed him. Oh, you showed Lamar Jackson. Good job, guys. Good job missing the playoffs again this year. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number. We're not getting Lamar Jackson, according to reports, because the Patriots want to commit to adding more weapons for Mac. Where are they? More weapons for Mac? You want to replace the ones that left?
Yeah,
I think they've been
saying it for over a year now. This is just it's continuing with the 2022 offseason.
Yeah. And I'll say this, they did, you know, spend money that year. But I think what that showed more than anything, you know, they could have had Juju Smith-Schuster that year. He ended up re-signing with the Steelers for 1 year, $8 million. The Patriots could have had him that year, and instead they went for Aguilar and Bourne.
And they could have had him the year after, too, but he signed with the Chiefs.
Right. That's right. And I'm glad that he's here. I think he's a good player, and he's your best receiver now by default, basically. But if that's it, I mean, if that's what they're doing, if that's what they said, we're committed to adding more weapons for Mac, and Juju Smith-Schuster and Mike Gesicki are the two weapons, That's not enough. That's not even close to enough. Even Bill O'Brien, I don't care who the offensive coordinator is. That's just not enough. It's not.
I think Kyrie Thompson put it great a couple of weeks ago when he said the team put themselves in the position to have multiple holes,
yeah,
but you have that 14th pick. So you're either going to take a really good wide receiver, which you need, or you need a tackle. So it's just that the Patriots did it to themselves. They shot themselves in the foot with this.
Yeah. We'll see what the draft looks like. I'm very interested in this draft. I'm also very interested in something Bill Belichick said and then walked back this week. It was the comment that launched 1,000 hot takes. That was the last 25 years. Why should fans be confident? Because of the last 25 years, he said. Ooh, that didn't go over great. There was obviously your Belichick bubble. Yeah, you tell him, Bill, last 25 years, yeah. Well, the last 25 years have anything to do with the last, I don't know, four? This is a team that's been having trouble since before Brady left. Like, I feel like that's another part of this that needs to be hammered home, too. People always say, well, what's he been without Tom Brady? And it's true. I mean, without Tom Brady, Bill Belichick has not been, certainly record-wise, a particularly impressive head coach.
What would you say to them to give them a reason to be optimistic for what's ahead?
The last 25 years.
Okay. It hasn't been 25 years, first of all. It's almost has, but not quite. 22 years. I'm not going to nitpick that. I'm just going to ask very simply, what do the last 25 years have to do with 2019, when Tom Brady was still here, and you trudged to a wild card home loss to the Tennessee Titans with a anemic offense? And I know there was Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon, all that stuff that year. But that, by the way, was how Bill used to get weapons back. He'd get the most distressed assets you could possibly find and bring them in. And then somehow, oh, wow, Josh Gordon can't play again. Oh, Antonio Brown's not gonna be finishing the season here with the Patriots. That's weird. Who could have possibly predicted that? Again, this was starting while Brady was still here. A playoff loss to the Tennessee Titans. Then the Cam Newton season, which Kraft, they brought up, and Kraft forgot about it. Kraft, like, blocked it out of his mind. He was like, oh, right, yeah, the Cam Newton year. Oh, yeah, man, I was trying to forget that.
He was
that.
Like, wait, we only finished sub 500 once. Like, do you remember Cam Newton? He was like, nope. Oh. Like, you could sort of hear him get, like, depressed, being like, oh, yeah, I remember.
Like, all of a sudden, like, his eyes just widen. Like, all the memories come rushing back. Like, oh, all the Cam Newton fumbles. And, like,
PTSD. The fumble against Buffalo.
The throws that he, like, duffed into the ground. Anyway, that was what did the last 25 years have to do with that? What did they have to do with Mac Jones last year? What did the last 25 years have to do with you bringing in Matt Patricia and Joe Judge to be the offensive coordinators? Tell me how those things relate. You know, that's why I think a lot of people had trouble with that quote. Because, yeah, the last 22 years have been spectacular for Patriots fans. They have. And if you go back, you know, to the very beginning of all this, it's been a magical two decades. Fine. All right. I think enough people have pointed that out. It's been said plenty of times. What's that have to do with right now? What's that have to do with the last four, almost 5 years? And why is that something that you get to sort of point to in this particular moment? Is that something you'll always be able to point? I know there's Belichick fans out there. Ah, you have the job for as long as he wants, and he can retire when he decides to retire. He can have it for life, like a Supreme Court justice. Like, okay, great. Not really any reasoning with people like that, but fine. If that's how you feel, it's how you feel. But if that's sort of what we're looking at right now, if that's the reason to be confident, is because, well, you know, years ago we were very good, and years ago we were we were building this team and winning Super Bowls and doing all this stuff, and you should just, you know, be confident that we're going to just keep on doing it. You know what you weren't doing all that time? Missing the playoffs very often, finishing sub 500. You know, that's one thing that you never saw in the last 25 years. You know, like that those are all recent phenomenon. And I'm starting to wonder if there's any if there's anything to back it up. Now, in fairness, Belichick did walk it back. And I wonder, I think he was at the LSU Pro Day, is that right? And
I think it was that in TCU.
It was LSU and TCU. Okay, it was one of the Pro Days. And he walked back those comments. And I thought that was very interesting, because those comments went over like a fart in church. Teddy Bruschi was ripping him for him. Everybody was ripping him for him. Benjamin Watson, all these guys. I mean, everybody thought those were a ridiculous thing to say. And he walked it back. He said, "We're not resting on our past laurels. That's not the message to the team or the fans. We've never operated that way, and we aren't now." Okay. Let's hope not. Because really, those last 20-plus years have nothing to do with what we're seeing right now. They really don't. They're unrelated, is sort of how I look at it.
Yeah, Shannon Sharpe said it best of like, this is a guy who lives in the present. He quoted onto Cincinnati, and now you're talking about the last 23 years?
Mm-hmm. That's a reason to be happy about, you know, the last 20 years, sure.
If you like reminiscing, yeah, it's a good comment.
Why should we be confident right now? What's going on right now that should make us feel better? Resting on the laurels, fine. You want to say you're not doing that? It sure sounded like you were. It's been a wild week for the Patriots. It really has. And I'm surprised that Bill felt the need to clarify that statement. I wonder if that was his decision. I wonder if maybe he was nudged in that direction, maybe, by a, I don't know, particularly PR-conscious owner, team owner right now. And if you don't think he's PR-conscious, then, I mean, how many more statements does this team have to release? We're committed to getting an offensive coordinator, and we're committed to Jerod Mayo, and I didn't mean 25 years. I didn't mean we're resting on our laurels. We've never done that, and we're never going to do that. Okay. Okay, guys. It's a lot of messages coming out of Foxborough, more so than in years past, I feel like, and I don't think that's a coincidence. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls, and I have a thought on the final four right after this.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One more day of this banger. Turn this up, Joey. Crank this up.
I mean, it's technically two if you count the national championship.
I meant today and tomorrow. All right, turn it up. Got the Final Four coming up. I believe we're going to be joining the Final Four in progress right here in these airwaves. Is that correct? After
yes,
the game?
Yes, after
so,
Red
yeah.
Sox baseball.
Got Red Sox baseball, Baltimore Orioles, Chris Sale making his season debut. We'll get pregame going with that very soon. And then after that, we'll cut right to the Final Four, which I believe, I think it'll probably still be the San Diego State game, which is starting at 6 o'clock, and we'll be joining that in progress. And then we'll have the Miami-UConn game later on as well. I'll tell you what. March Madness to me has always sort of been just kind of there. I've never really been a major college basketball fan. I used to fill out a bracket like everybody else. But I'll tell you what, this year, and I know it has nothing to do with the actual tournament, it's all about legalized gambling, I haven't heard about anyone's bracket this year. I haven't heard one word about anyone's bracket, and I'll tell you what, I didn't miss hearing about them. I didn't miss hearing about you and your stupid bracket. I'm sorry. Like, I just feel like every single year.
They all got busted after the first day.
That also is part of it, okay? I mean, I had Purdue winning the whole thing, and they lost to Fairleigh Dickinson in the beginning. And that wasn't the only horrible upset that you saw early on in this tournament. There were a bunch of them, and it's been like that, you know? I mean, Princeton beating Arizona, the Michigan State beating Marquette. Everyone thought Marquette was going to go real far this year. They did not. Duke losing to, well, I guess that was, they lost to Tennessee. It's not that bad a one.
Arizona was a popular pick. They went out in day one. See, this is the tournament that I like, is that the regular powerhouse schools aren't dominant. Like, mm-hmm. It's so wide open. Like, I think you could ask maybe 10 people and half of them would pick a different champion.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And I think that right now, I mean, listen, I've been getting my ass kicked at the on the betting lines here with these. It's so, you know why I'm glad that betting's now legalized? Because if not, if I was just betting, if I was throwing bets around in the tournament, like some guy be chasing me down trying to break my legs right now. With gambling being legal, I can just go on the app and there's only so much money I have on there, so I can, you know, bet within reason instead of being like, yeah, this one, that one, this one. And I'll tell you, aside from when I've bet UConn, I've lost almost every single bet I've made. Over-unders, first-half totals, winners, point spreads, doesn't matter. I've lost every single one of them except when I bet UConn. And I've been betting UConn the whole tournament, and I swear to God, it's been the only thing I've won. The only games I've ever won is betting UConn. And now I feel like because of that, I can't bet UConn. I can't bet them today. You don't think that they know? You don't think the people who write the scripts for these things, you don't think that they know that the only games I've been winning has been UConn? Of course they do. And they're going to make sure that I lose every single bet, that I'm not going to have anything to lean back on now. No, no, no.
Has nothing to do with Miami or how good they could be.
Nothing to do.
Just your bets.
Nothing to do with the Miami Hurricanes or the UConn Huskies and the players on the team or the coaches or anything else. It has nothing to do with that. All it has to do with is the fact that I've been winning when I bet UConn, and that's going to come to an obvious end tonight. And it's just for that simple reason. No, I'm not putting any sort of basketball analysis into this. I'm not telling you anything. I don't know anything about San Diego State and Florida Atlantic. The only thing I know is that San Diego State's the Aztecs and Florida Atlantic is the Owls. And other than that, I don't know anything about either one of those teams. I know a little bit more about UConn because, you know, you follow them a little bit more. And I do like UConn. I'm not one of those UConn haters. My mother's from Connecticut, so I've always been a UConn guy. Not like actual UConn people, but I don't have a problem with them like other people do. Miami, I don't – fine. I hope that they enjoy their victory tonight, okay? But that's it. I mean, that's the only thing I can tell you about this tournament is that I've only won when I bet UConn, and that means that there's no way I could possibly bet UConn.
Let's say UConn wins and gets into the national title game. Are you going to bet them there?
If they win, then that will blow up my theory, and I'll bet them, yeah. That means – unless it's like one big long con, which it also could be. If UConn wins and then loses to like Florida Atlantic or San Diego State, wouldn't that be pathetic?
That just when the Final Four was first said after Sunday, like it blew my mind that San Diego State or Florida Atlantic will be in the national title game in NRG Stadium in Houston.
It's wild. It's pretty wild.
By the way, the women's tournament has been probably more entertaining, just as entertaining.
You know what? I was watching the Celtics game last night, and it wasn't even that good of a game. Like the Celtics were kicking their ass. And I went to check Twitter to see if I still have my blue check mark, which I do, by the way. Elon hasn't yanked it away from me yet. I wonder if that was all like a big April Fool's thing, the blue check mark thing.
It'd be the worst joke ever.
I thought that was a pretty dumb way. Like, I don't care that
much. Also, he announced it yesterday. Today's April Fool's Day.
Well, no, he announced it a while. He's been talking about this for a while. But the only thing that I ever really valued about the blue check mark, not so much anything out, because it's not really anything that comes with it, aside from the fact that Adam Jones had a massive inferiority complex because I had one and he didn't. Or I still have one now and he doesn't. And he's like, oh, if they offered me one, I'd turn it down. Yeah, sure you would. Of course you would. Yeah, right. And it popped back up again. Meg explaining on Friday, we talked about the blue check mark. And Megan has one too, obviously. And the whole reason I have one, it's not because I'm special or I did anything. It's because I got hired to do a radio show at the Boston Herald 5 or 6 years ago, which I only did for like a couple of months before Herald Radio folded. I was working there, and I think when you – because I didn't sign up for it or anything. I didn't fill anything out. But when I got – when I finished, you know, filling out my papers or whatever at the Herald, I think they signed me up. I think they signed me up for the check mark because they're a news outlet and you know what I mean? I think it was something like that. And then I was driving to New York and we stopped for food and I checked my email and it said, you've been verified on Twitter. And it was right after I got the job. So I assume that that's why I got it. And I had the job for such a laughably short amount of time that it's pretty funny that I still have this thing.
Is it still in your bio? That might be.
I don't. It's long gone in my bio. I literally only worked there for 4 months. I worked there from April until like August in 2017, and that was it. And I did the blue check mark estate. So I've never really cared that much about it, except for the fact that it drives Jones crazy that I have one and he doesn't, that I was chosen and he was not. I know it does. You can tell it does. You can hear it in his voice when he brings it up. Oh, a typical blue check mark, thinking it's all about you or thinking that I care. I don't care. I'm not mad. I'm totally not mad, you guys. I did a reel. I did my first Instagram reel the other day. I sound so old right now. I did my first Instagram reel the other day. And it was like a goodbye song to my blue check mark with like Sarah McLaughlin singing in the background. And I posted it on Twitter, obviously as a joke. And Jones is like, oh, you care so much about your check mark. It's like, yeah, man, like, that's why I made this, because I really am very, very worked up about it. I don't care so much that I'm losing my blue check mark, because who the hell am I anyway? But it's annoying for people who go to Twitter for news. That's what I think is going to be the biggest problem with this, is that, like, I've read somewhere 60% of Twitter or people who use Twitter say they use it and get their news from Twitter. And that makes sense. It's up to the minute. It's constantly refreshing. It's right there. I mean, if you choose to sort of use it that way, it's a great news outlet. It's a great news source. But if you unverify all the reporters and just say, you know, and now there's the For You thing where they just slap a bunch of random tweets that you don't want. You know what was in my For You thing the other day? This was so messed up. It was a video of a stork up in a nest, right? So storks have nests and they're way up in trees. This is a weird story, but this is true. And it said it was like a nature video, and it says, here's a mother stork dropping one of her baby storks from the nest because it's going to give the other two baby storks a better chance to survive. And one of them was like a runt. And so the mother stork picks it up and murders the baby stork. And this was right in my Twitter feed. And I was like, what is this? What am I looking at right now? Elon.
You literally Googled, like, one thing, like, you know, what is a stork, or something like that.
I've never Googled anything about storks or infanticide.
It's like the one time you, like, search it or do whatever, like, you click on a video or whatever, then it just fills up your feed, which I don't understand.
That's not what happened here. It was just in my For You tab. I didn't even realize I was on the For You tab. I'm scrolling, I'm not paying that close of attention, and all of a sudden there's a stork killing her baby, and I'm like, you know? I was having a nice day before I saw this, before I heard this little baby bird squawk as it gets dropped to its death. And you know what? You have to be in a very specific mood to want to watch that content. And Elon Musk, I was not in that particular avian infanticide mood that day. Okay? I wasn't. It honestly ruined my day. All right? So that's one part of it that I don't like. I don't like the fact that you're going to take all these actual news people, strip them of their verification, and then just hope, yeah, you know, good luck out there figuring it all out. That made things a lot easier. It made it a lot easier to sort of do. And not only that, but now they're going to start amplifying the people who pay for the blue check marks. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, let's hear from those people. Let's hear from the people who like Elon Musk so much that they're spending $8 to get a little picture of a checkmark next to their name. That's who I want to hear from. That's whose tweets I think should be boosted on your platform. Oh, my God. If you went and paid for it, I understand there's other things that come with it. But please, that's who we're signal boosting the paying customers. Is that that's what Twitter is now? Okay. Well, good luck with this. You know what's funny? I read the other day that Elon Musk put, like, the source code of Twitter, like, out on Twitter and was sort of, like, crowdsourcing people to try and fix it, which it's an interesting strategy. I hope someone takes it and builds, like, a better Twitter and one that, like, he's not involved with that can go back to, like, how Twitter was. And I don't care if my checkmark gets reinstated. It doesn't have to. But I'd like there to be verified news people that I can read and sort of go through when I'm using Twitter, because that's really what it's more about for me. I go through and read Twitter much more than I actually tweet on it. And it's a better user experience when the verified thing isn't the people who paid $8 and are now getting their, you know, bleep posting boosted up into everybody's stream. And the stork videos, I mean, why do those videos even exist? Like, who's captured that and was like, ooh.
It's some scientist who's like, let's see what happens if the stork, we give them children. And then it's some scientist who's like,
yeah.
Like plotting it up.
And then someone's like, you know what? The world needs to see this. Like, let's get this on Twitter and let's make this thing go viral. I want everyone to see what these stork mothers do. Like, it's unnecessary. It was all very unnecessary. But I still have my check mark, still verified for now. And I honestly don't care what happens after that. But the one thing that'll bum me out if I do lose it is Jones's inferiority complex will start to go away. Although he'll always know. He'll always know deep down that he wasn't chosen. You know, like, we may all lose our check marks. We may all be back down on the level playing field. But Jones will always know in the back of his little pea brain, he'll know I wasn't chosen. I wasn't good enough. Twitter didn't think I was worth verifying. And that's got to hurt. I mean, someone as accomplished as him, he has a lot more followers than I do. You know, he's got his name on the show. Like, all those things are good, but he'll always know deep down that Twitter took a look at his account and said, nope, don't need to verify this guy. This guy's not important. And, you know, that's a tough reality. You know what's funny is when you click on the blue checks, it says this is a legacy verified account. It may or may not be notable. Like, yeah, no kidding. What do you mean? It may or may not be notable. Are you saying the people who pay $8, they're notable? How are they notable? All they're notable for is that they make weird economic decisions with their hard-earned money. Other than that, I don't know exactly what they're notable for. All right. With that being said, let's go ahead and get ready for some Red Sox pregame here. As Red Sox and the Orioles, game two of 162. It's Chris Sale's debut, and we'll get to the pregame show. How about right now? Let's get to it. Here we go. As game two coming up right after these words with the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show. I'm Christian Arcan. I'll be taking you through pregame right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.